Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To celebrate the return of Tiger football, right now get an automatic 16-SEER upgrade, Wi-Fi thermostat, and a dust-free filter when you purchase a new HVAC system. Put up your best defense, Memphis, and call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. Go Tigers!
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
What's the difference between good and great? Good is getting a haircut you love. Great is getting it for $5.99. It's time for the $5.99 Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. And when you use online check-in to stop in for our best sale of the year, you'll not only save money, but time too. Download our online check-in app to snag a great haircut for just $5.99. The Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
The $5.99 Great Haircut Sale runs October 12th through October 18th.
Visit our Memphis area salons.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers celebrating your 42nd anniversary. Tell me how Robert Irwin Jewelers began.
42 years ago, my uncle Robert and my dad Irwin moved Robert Irwin Jewelers from New York City to Memphis, Tennessee.
So how are we celebrating?
So how about this? You get to pick any one item in my store, excluding watches and loose diamonds, and you get 42% off.
Engagement ring?
You know it's the perfect time to get engaged.
Oh, I do know that.
And get 24 months no interest financing for qualified purchases.
42% off any one item for your 42nd anniversary. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Memphis.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Ooh, the art of flame and flavor from their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you as you're seated. And when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner, business, occasions, or just because. InterimRestaurant.com.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Code words DIAMOND. Text DIAMOND 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. DIAMOND. Have up until 12 noon to text the word DIAMOND to 72881. Text DIAMOND to 72881 and have your chance at $1,000. Next chance at 12 noon this hour's code word is DIAMOND. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of mission. Every boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated. Finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's already been. John Martin, a very good Thursday for me. As you know, had my court date. People ask me, why, Jason? What got dismissed? How serious was this? I said, calm down. Speeding ticket that I've talked about on the show. Copper in his honey hole. Got my wife a few months earlier than he gets me. Was frustrated by it, but boy, did 201. A trip I think at some point in our lives we've all made down to old 201 Poplar. Boy, was 201 good to me. John and I saw, after I got my ticket dismissed, had to pay court costs, but that's fine. So doesn't go on my record, as yes. You know. Insurance stays where it's at.
Yes.
I saw the lady we call Mama. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, the woman who was always passing out like job flyers.
And she asked me, as I took a selfie with her, can you get one with me with my papers?
That's awesome.
And I said, yes, Mama, I can. God bless you. You are, I told her, you are a Memphis treasure, who we all have grown up with and loved. And that, and John, she seemed to appreciate that.
Well, it's true.
So it's been a good day. I've been down to 201 downtown. They let me go. They let a brother go today. That doesn't happen often, John Martin, as you know. So I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here. Brad Carson, it's good to see you, brother. John Martin, good to be here with you, brother. I could be in the jailhouse right now.
You could. You could be much like CJ. You could be locked up, you know.
That was an analogy.
Yes.
That I think y'all, again, you got caught up.
I'm going to have to pay a visit
You got caught
Cordova
up in the
home.
Imagery and yeah. not in the message.
Yeah,
and I think my message was very clear yesterday.
Yeah, I did see a beautiful picture of CJ painting. So it appears that you let him out of the cage at least for a little while for some recreation.
You're funny.
Anyway, we have a big show planned for you today. It is a football Thursday on this show.
Yeah.
At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Chris Hampton, who is the defensive backs coach at Tulane. Memphis, obviously, as you guys know, plays Tulane this weekend. Chris is from Memphis. He went to Melrose.
Absolutely. He's one of Melrose's finest. I covered him back 2003 was the time. He was a senior stud over Melrose, and I just remember him being an academic all-star. He's a guy that both stood out on the field and in the classroom. If I'm not mistaken, he did the same thing after he went to go play for Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier over South Carolina. Led them, I think, had the highest GPA on that team. You knew early with Chris Hampton the way he thought the game. Right, talking to him after football games in high school. He's covering him for the commercial appeal. You knew then that dude, if it wasn't NFL, it'd be on to, you know, coaching, that kind of thing, because he had a brain for the game, Johnny.
Yes.
He ate, he studied, he all everything football, and was a good friend. I don't know if you'll remember this name, of a teammate who he grew up with, like a brother, Antonio Hefner, who was a quarterback out of Melrose, went to start at South Carolina, I think finished up at TSU. Those two grew up together, man, were studs at Melrose together. And, yeah, Chris Hampton has gone on to become a fantastic assistant football coach, DB's coach over at Tulane, and I have no doubt at some point will be a Division I head coach at this level. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so we will talk to him at 11:25.
Big time.
Mostly, really, not about Tulane football, but about him and sort of his rise and getting to where he's gotten. And of course, we'll preview the game a little bit. But
you don't like talking Tulane football, John? They haven't won enough for you.
Well, you know, it
can
is,
ask them a couple of Tulane football questions.
I mean this with all due respect. It is still Tulane football.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you could barely get up for Temple last week.
Yes.
I don't know how you look ahead.
I don't, actually. Anyway, we will talk to Chris Hampton at 11:25. 12:25, Adam Fuller will join us. He, of course, is the defensive coordinator over at the University of Memphis.
Both sides of this.
Yeah, we will talk to him. Just sort of really how you regroup, right? How do you regroup after that weekend and that game and sort of, you know, the wind being taken out of your sails
in
many respects.
Job.
Yeah,
screw job. Just say it, John. You know what it is.
Yes. So we will talk to Adam Fuller about all of that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins. He's going to join us like he always does, and we'll talk about everything.
Precious the jewel.
So you see him so regularly now, formally dressed, and it blows you away.
He really has.
He didn't used to dress like that.
Yeah, he glowed up.
Yeah. He looks royal now every time you see him. Mm-hmm. Regal almost.
So we'll do that at 1:25. But there was a story that we feel like we needed to start on because it is actually insane.
Well, reminded me of something here, but go ahead.
It's
that we saw not too long ago, if you remember.
Ah, okay. I know exactly where you're going, but let me tell the story before you get it there.
I know you hate me stealing your thunder. Go right ahead, John. Mr. Raider today.
Okay, I am Mr. Raider today. Got a parcel.
You brought your new Raider gear.
Yeah, I mean,
did you buy it last night?
Nope.
Get it sent overnight?
But I got more coming.
We know you like to wear your new stuff very quickly.
What is wrong with that? What is wrong with wearing new stuff quickly? Anyway,
well, that's what new money does.
Anyway, Myles Garrett plays for the Cleveland Browns. Did you know that?
He's an absolute stud and beast, leading the league in sacks, if I'm not mistaken.
He plays for the Cleveland Browns, and he told police yesterday that he was, quote, punched in the face.
Did you see this story, Brad?
By a man
while in his car. I heard about it this morning on the morning show.
It's unbelievable.
On ESPN. This guy had the balls to go up to him and punch him in the face, and Garrett didn't destroy him. He actually got the cops on this dude, right?
So,
John, he's in the car.
Yeah, he's
Myles
in the car.
Garrett.
Yeah,
yep.
Explain this to me.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone in his car when a man named Richard Perez pulled up next to him and asked for a picture. That's, I mean, I guess that's normal enough, right? I mean, he is Miles Garrett in Cleveland. I mean,
happens all the time.
He's a celebrity. He's a big-time football player. This is not out of the norm, right?
One of the football players whose face you know.
Exactly. Garrett then said the man got out of his car and approached his down driver's side window and took a photo of him. After the man took the photo, he struck Garrett with a closed fist. The man got back in his car and fled the scene. Garrett told police he was not injured, but surprised. And they found him via the license plate number. Two things. One, incredible restraint shown.
That dude's 6'4", 275, Miles Garrett. Have you seen him? He's chiseled up. He looks like the body of an Adonis.
Absolutely.
Like, this wouldn't be someone that you'd go up to and have the cojones, right, to try to suck a punch.
Yes.
And then after you get the picture.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to take the picture from you, and then I'm going to punch you after I get it. Right. Not punch you first.
Yeah.
Which seems like the ultimate disrespect, John Martin. You take his image, and then you slap him, basically.
Yeah, so I think incredible restraint by Miles Garrett to not, like,
this happen?
Chase after him. Well, it happens in Cleveland, obviously. Happens in Cleveland. And secondly, yeah, man, like, if you're this gentleman, Richard Perez, do you just have a death wish? Like, do you just, like, not care about what happens to you anymore?
I think that boy was on them bath salts.
Like that Flocka?
Mm-hmm.
The face-eating zombie in Miami?
The dude in Miami eats your nose off.
Yeah.
That's what, every time I think bath salts and crazy, what I think about is him.
That story stayed with me for a long time.
I know, because you don't typically hear about folks eating noses off.
Yeah, but...
And you got to be crazy, and you think, okay, something's going to cause that. And in this case, this seems like that almost that kind of level of crazy.
Yeah, I actually could see Cleveland being a pretty widely distributed city for a flock. I could just see them doing that there, you know.
I could see is something like I touched on before you started with the story, is something we saw here.
Yes.
Recently. We saw it, right, with a guy that you were trying to troll in Chandler Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
He's at a restaurant. Hey, Chandler, let's take a photo. And then you get him in it, and you tell him, man, you ruined the Grizzlies. You understand what I'm saying? Like, but what?
I ruined the Grizz season.
And we thought, man, that was nasty and uncomfortable, and we covered it and everything. And we thought even with, you know, everything that Chandler had said, you know, on social media, kind of blew it there, had to come back and apologize. Yeah, I hit the lottery too, CJ, all that.
Yep.
You know, just in bad form. We still, I think, some part of us felt sorry for Chandler being in that spot. Even with all his millions, some little part of us, and maybe it's weird, but we felt sorry for him. But what that guy that went up to him and did that, you would think wouldn't have, you know, the line he wouldn't go past is physically touching Chandler or saying, you know, slapping him or putting the closed fist on him or whatever. Because I think as fans, even as fanatical as we get sometimes with our folks, we know there's a line.
Yep.
And the one thing we ain't going to do is when we saddle up to him, talking about this with John the other day, when we see him, we're not going to get physical with him there, because usually, typically, it's John's like, oh my God, this guy's, I mean, it's not the guy that you're used to yelling at on television. No, it's a real person.
Yep.
And in this case, a 6'4", 275-pound man, all of a sudden, you feel like you've got the juice to slap him. Like, it takes a certain level of crazy to get to that point, John, that most even fanatics don't get to, that line you're crossing. And even in the case of Chandler Parsons, like, you're not going to touch the guy, even if you're going to, you know, play troll.
Yeah, no, I think it's
unbelievable.
No, I think it's insane. I think it's insane that you would do that. Anyway, I got to think about, like, all right, if this was Memphis, right, and we're talking about, like, athletes who you would, you know, Miles Garrett would be, like, just take the story out of it. If you ranked Cleveland athletes that you would probably feel like you could get away with punching in the face, he would come in very low on that list because of how big he is.
Well, you'd think so, but maybe he's a big cat.
It's like Ferdinand the Bull.
There might be one of these guys in Memphis.
Oh,
before we do.
We're not even going to say his name, because I know who you're talking about, and I agree with you, but I'm not going to say his name. I'm not doing it, and I'm not agreeing with you if you say it.
I don't think you're on to who I'm talking about, but which side of this are you picking the Memphis athlete that you'd never go up, walk to up, and punch? Because there's a couple of those that are pretty easy. Or are you picking the Memphis athlete, right, who's Miles Garrett, who would allow you to hit him in the face after you took a picture with him and then smile back at you and say, you could have hit me a little harder, and then maybe I'd feel it then.
Okay, so you're saying who are the Memphis athletes that would not retaliate?
Because that... this is why we can't believe the story. That's the more special athlete, is it not? The one that can show that kind of restraint Can you think of any Memphis athlete that would let you take a punch, let you take a shot like that? And they're just going, what? I guess they're going to just write your driver's license number down and give it to the police and let you go walk on your merry way like Myles Garrett did. Who does that?
Well, first of all, Myles Garrett probably could have kicked this guy's ass three ways from Sunday.
Well, here's the deal.
This was not
we've seen it with the tight. What was that a couple of years ago? The brawl
smart.
At the thing? The brawl, what was that brawl at the bar with a couple of Titans? Remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And this
was,
guy
yeah.
tried to say, oh, yes. they beat me.
Yes.
Because half the time you got a feeling, I'm sure you're schooled on this in your rookie class forum,
exactly.
that these folks try to come test you.
Yes.
So that you'll do that, so that you'll take a shot at them. But this one, John, I mean, it's to the point that it's close. Who's going to take a close fist? Who's going to take a close fist and just say, I see your driver's license. I see your license plate. I'm gonna write it down and give it to the police.
It takes
a special kind of athlete, bro.
There's nothing derogatory about it. There's nothing derogatory about opting not to, you know, retaliate with violence. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's probably like you said, you're taught not to respond with violence.
Yeah, but who can do that?
Will Coleman.
Wow. You really went there.
I mean, do you agree?
That's not who I was thinking, but it's actually probably a good one.
Yeah, like I think Will Coleman would probably.
You're doing that because he got a black eye because we found out that Charles Carmouche punched him.
Well,
come on, they were playing around a little bit, were they not? We've heard the story. Will's come back and told the story.
Look, you asked for names, and that's one that I'm going to submit.
I've got one I think is better. And in this case, a little bit more accomplished. Can you think where I'm going? He is no longer a Memphis athlete.
Oh, Mike Conley?
Mike Conley. Don't you think if there is a Myles Garrett in this town,
yeah.
It would be Mike Conley, who writes you could talk bad about his baby and how the baby looked and what color the baby, whose baby is, and would come back and just kind of joke. You guys, that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? Mike Conley, who takes everything, who's always the high road guy.
Yeah.
I think you could go down there, and I'm talking about Rock, put a slap on him and tell him, your hair looks like trash, right? And that dude would probably still smile on your face because he's not that dude. He just doesn't have that bone in his body, that retaliation bone. To your point, this is not a bad thing.
No,
a kind of restraint I think we all could aspire to.
Yes.
Now, how many of us would actually go that far?
Yeah.
But Mike Conley, ladies and gentlemen, I think is that formerly, and I got to get used to it being formerly.
Yeah.
He's been around here so long that we still claim him. He is that one Myles Garrett type that I think in that situation would be able to hold it together.
Kyle Anderson. Like, I don't see Kyle Anderson as the kind of guy that's going to, like, fight back. You know, like, he's going to, like, just call the cops.
Well, he going to fight back. You're just going to be miles away by the time
he's very slow.
You're going to be gone.
Maybe you're just not as worried about it. You're not as worried about the retaliation with slow-mo.
Brother gone. You can't even see him no more before Kyle can get there. With that shoulder?
I mean, I guess, is the question, like, it's not athletes that you would most want to fight.
Of course not.
It's just athletes that you feel like you could get away with fighting and, like, live to tell about it.
I got one for you. Because it's part of his game, really. And we know he'll take a punch.
What?
And it's embarrassing sometimes. Jerry Lawler.
Oh, you do not want to punch
come
Jerry
on,
Lawler.
Come on. Jerry will let you do a little. And he's probably the guy, just like Myles Garrett, that says,
why do you
hit like a girl? Be for real.
I mean, for real.
Jerry Lawler's probably not going to hit you back.
Jerry Lawler agenda, it's just disgusting. I mean, you tell the guy he needs to retire. Now you say you want to punch him in the face.
I think these are great. These are actually great, thoughtful picks I'm making here. Mike Conley, Jerry Lawler are these types here that you maybe could get away with that. Today's athlete ain't going to let you get away with this. Is what I'm doing. Not most of them. That's why we find this story so crazy.
Jerry Lawler was a pro wrestler. Is a pro wrestler still. He's on Raw.
If the man decides to hit you back, though, is it going to be a real shot? No, it's going to be one.
Oh, boom, stop.
Boom, boom. He's going to be counting them on you, and they're going to be fake, John, and it's going to be fun. Jerry Lawler's that kind of guy, right?
Dude,
yes.
You don't think Jerry Lawler's ever thrown a real punch in his life?
I think you're a little bit disappointed because my picks have been a little bit better and more thoughtful. You did have a good one. Will Coleman took the shot. I guess it was all, you know, took. Thoughtful, but I think you're a little jealous of my picks here.
I think you're jealous of Jerry.
Very thoughtful.
I think you're jealous of Jerry. The fact that he's been able to do
I mean, the guy,
his job at a high level for as long as he has.
The Memphis athlete that you'd hit, right? That you wouldn't hit. You'd be too scared to hit because they hit you back. That one's easy. I mean, Tony Allen. You're not gonna hit Tony Allen. He's gonna do you like O.J. Mayo. I mean, I can think of a million of them.
Jonas. I would not punch Jonas. Dude, he goes ice fishing with his bare hands.
Yeah, I feel like he would just grab you by the throat and just choke and just squeeze.
Until there's no more life left. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it would just stay calm, but he would just continue to squeeze.
I would rather not
see any rage. You'd just see some little subtle shaking as he squeezed you to death.
Yeah,
he'd
lift you up off the ground.
This is easier. It takes a special type of athlete more to take that slap and not do anything about it. But we've got several that you wouldn't mess with.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, pretty much all the Memphis 901 FC guys you'd probably put in the category of not fighting back, right?
Better not.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, I wouldn't think so, right? Most of those guys, yeah. Especially not you.
Yeah, I mean, soccer players, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you just kind of put them in that category.
That's pretty good.
You know? I don't know it by name, obviously, but, you know, those, I think you're
saying. There's an obvious one here you're leaving out. He's no longer in the NBA. I don't know if he's officially turned in his retirement papers, but there's an obvious one you're leaving out.
Who's that?
A man who sort of represented this, the sort of get back. If you're going to mess with, we don't bluff. You
Zach know? Randolph?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not, I mean, Zach, you know why? You know why? Because, like, Zach ain't playing. Like, Zach's kind of, Zach comes from the streets. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a level of crossing that you don't want to do. When it comes to Zach Randolph. So, I mean, I felt those are the more obvious ones. There's no question about it. But it takes a different kind of athlete, though, to be the Myles Garrett, to be the Mike Conley, to sit there and take that slap or that closed fist and just write down a license plate number.
Yeah, I give him credit for that. I mean, obviously it takes it does take that wherewithal of knowing, like, hey, if I go after this guy and, like, I do what I know I can do to him, I'm probably going to get punished, you know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you just got punched in the face, you know. I give Myles Garrett a lot of credit because, you know, even when I get, like, hit in the face with a ball, I get angry, you know, and it's not even on purpose. Like, if I get hit in the face with a basketball, I get mad at the person who fumbled the ball in my face, you know.
Police have picked this guy up, so you know, it'll be a much easier outcome in terms of what he gets from them. I guess some sort of misdemeanor he'll get from them in terms of what he could have gotten from Myles Garrett, the beatdown. But I guess if you could be this today, this is what you want out of your athlete, right? But how many of us are going to literally let somebody step across that line and invade your personal space like that and then not hit back in today's age? We all like to think we could do something like that and just leave it to the police to handle. But I doubt I'd probably be 9 out of 10 of us going to have some sort of reaction back. No question about
it. Well, we are so glad that you made it into work today and that your ticket got thrown out and that you're not going to jail.
Now, not me, brother.
I do. My man Dustin Starr is texting me, and I want to go ahead and pass this along to you.
Well, he said I couldn't. Lawler wouldn't take it.
Because education is important here. Jerry Lawler once broke Paul Heyman's jaw in the locker room, you know, and you over here acting like this man is brittle bone, senile, doesn't, you know. Like, Jerry Lawler wants all the smoke, okay?
Steel?
Yes.
No.
You just don't.
Again, with fans, no. What's he going to do? He's going to chuckle. He's the king.
You don't want
him. He's going to say, hit me again.
You don't want him. You don't want the king to want any smoke, but he still does, even after all these years. So.
It's going to be the fake. 1, 2, 3, the fake blows. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be acting like, oh, Jerry, keep hitting me. Keep hitting me.
All right, we will come back. Chris Hamlin's going to join us. We will talk to him about his career, about Tulane football versus Memphis this weekend, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code, and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Alice Hazen and the Blaze on Saturday. Solar powered love.
The excitement of the auto show is back, and so is auto show bonus cash at your Mid-South Chevy dealer. Get in now and get auto show bonus cash on select Chevy trucks and SUVs, like $1,000 auto show bonus cash on the all new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, offering extraordinary horsepower and torque, plus advanced trailering technology for more confidence and better control. Or you can choose $1,000 auto show bonus cash on most all-new Chevy Blazer models with a standard 8-inch touchscreen for information and entertainment at your fingertips and available advanced all-wheel drive, giving you optimal confidence behind the wheel. Don't miss incredible deals on Chevrolet's award-winning lineup at Chuck Hutton Chevrolet. But hurry, auto show bonus cash ends October 31st. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers today. Excludes L models, not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Residential restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery by 10/31/19. See dealer for details. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
There is a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans.
The University of Memphis got a big football game this Saturday. It will be played against Tulane, who has a defensive backs coach by the name of Chris Hampton, who starred here in Memphis growing up at Melrose High School, went on to be a great over at South Carolina before embarking on a fantastic coaching career. He's headed for bigger, for huge things. There's no question about it. He joins us now. Chris Hampton, coach now. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Man, doing well. Doing very well, man. How many folks, being from Memphis, I got to ask you right off the top, how many folks will you have in attendance at the Liberty Bowl on Saturday being a Memphis guy for this game?
Right now I have 46 tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Homecoming.
So even though what you've been Tulane, what, this is your fourth season, I think McNeese State before then, even though you've been in Louisiana, what, last 6-7 years, you still haven't forgot about your Memphis roots. We're still you got all your people still here.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been here for now going on 8 years. Yeah, all of my family and friends are still in Memphis, so they'll get an opportunity to come out and, you know, watch my team play, or you know watch us play and watch my position group go to work. So it's kind of exciting. You know, they get to watch me coach.
Absolutely.
How are you enjoying coaching, man? What are you getting out of it?
It's been great. You know, I started coaching, and as soon as I finished playing in 2008, you know, it's just an opportunity just to be around the game, be around young men every day, you know, help develop and mold them into the next, you know, phase of their life. You know, it's been fantastic. You know, it's a dream come true, and it's an opportunity to, you know, get paid to do something that you just really love doing.
I imagine it's got to be super rewarding too, Coach, when you get the job like you did, 4 years ago at Tulane, you come in with Willie Fritz, you see where the program's at then, and then you get to this point now where we're talking about you've won 10 out of your last 12 games going back to last October. To see it come to fruition, all the hard work, right, turning it around, how rewarding has this been?
Man, it's been remarkable. You know, from where we came when we first got here, you know, we weren't very good. And then, you know, just seeing the guys work hard, and we had some very difficult and heartbreaking losses, you know, in our first few years here. And then now the guys just playing with confidence, and we know we've just kind of evolved as a team. You know, it's really been beautiful. It really has been.
What's working for Coach Willie Fritz like?
Oh, it's great. He's a great guy. You know, he lets you do your job. You know, he has a plan about everything that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned a bunch from him. I can tell you that.
How much difference is there in what Memphis is doing offensively this year and what they did last year? And are they on, you know, when you watch them last year, you guys shut them down when it came to the run. That was one of their strengths. Are you seeing something different? Are you seeing the same system? You know, they've got some different players in the same roles as last year, but what do you see when you look at that Memphis offense?
You know, I mean, schematically, you know, it's a, you know, very similar offense to what they've had the, you know, the previous years we've played them. It's still, you know, Coach Norvell's offense. You know, they do have some different players, but they're still running the ball extremely well. You know, Gainwell's doing a great job, you know, just like Henderson and Pollard did last year. You know, so they're still able to run the ball. They're still able to hit big pass plays on you. They're still dangerous. So it's really not a lot different. You know, I mean, they still, you know, pose the same type of threat. It's just different guys doing it.
Speaking of, you know, you brought up some heartbreaking losses that you take in and you endure there at Tulane. Memphis is coming off of a heartbreaking loss itself. Did you happen to see, when you're breaking down film, did you happen to see that controversial play, and what did you think?
Yeah, I seen it at the end. You know, it's kind of tough to tell it from the coach's copy of film that we watched, but I saw it on TV, you know, and if they ruled the catch on the field, you know, I don't know. I guess they had some other angle. You know, I didn't study as much as to whether he caught it or not, but, I mean, it looked like he caught it to me at first.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really know. You know, yeah. I guess they had another angle that, you know, obviously we don't have.
Yeah, that's what everybody seems to say, because it's an NFL stadium and they have a different angle. Coach, in your Twitter bio, you have a line in there, and it says, culture overrides scheme. What does that mean?
When I was a GA at Georgia Tech, a coach told me that, and it's really true. You know, it means that, you know, the culture you create, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And that's what we try to create in our position group, is that, you know, everybody has good plays. You know, Memphis has good plays. We have good plays. Mm-hmm. Everyone you play is going to have good schemes. But the culture and the way that you go about doing things, that's going to override the scheme. I mean, you can watch schemes. I mean, what Memphis run is very similar to what other teams are running. What we are running is very similar to what other teams are running. But the difference is, how well do you execute, and the culture, and how hard your guys play. That's the difference that separates good teams from not good teams.
Yo, Chris, when you were at Melrose, you know, you were athletic and all that. You had all the tools when it came to being a defensive back. One of the things that stood out too, and it always has through your career, was the way you thought football, right? Your IQ on the field. When it comes to the kind of player that you coach, would you rather have, if it's one or the other, right? You'd love the guys that have got both like you. But if it's one or the other, which one can you work with more? Is it the guy that's got all the athleticism and all the physical tools, or is it sometimes the little guy that's the smartest out on the field? Which one would you rather have?
Man, that's a tough question. You know, you'd rather have both. But, you know, I tell you what, man, I love coaching smart guys. I love guys that can think. Mm-hmm. It's hard to coach guys sometimes that can't think. You really can't play if you can't think, because sometimes you do. You have a guy that's got all the ability in the world. But if he can't think, it's going to be tough for him to play. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, that's how the Patriots, you know, I mean, you know, they coach smart guys. You know, they can play well, and, you know, they're physical. You know, and that's kind of the game, you know. But if you can't really think, especially if you can't think against Memphis,
yep,
you're going to be in trouble.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you went to South Carolina to play for Lou Holtz, and then you end up also playing for Steve Spurrier, who ends up coming behind him. Is that right?
Yes, sir. My freshman year was Lou Holtz.
That's what I thought.
And then my last three was Spurrier.
So when you get two greats like that, and you've worked under and with a bunch of coaches, but when it's two greats like that, literally right off the bat, you know, that you're playing for, what kind of impact does that have on you in terms of now that you're a coach? Like, what kind of things do you bring over from the experiences under those guys?
You know, it was a lot of things that I learned as a player. That I think I use now. I see myself as doing some things that my coaches in the past would do. You know, and I was just blessed, like you said, to play for two great head coaches bunch of great assistant coaches. And they were different, but they both got the job done. But they were different. But it was a great experience.
We are, of course, talking to Chris Hampton, DB's coach at Tulane. Memphis taking on Tulane this weekend here in Memphis. Coach, how much better is the perception? And honestly, I think a big part of it is due to what you guys have done at Tulane. But how much better is the perception of the AAC in this league, you know, since you came into it a few years ago?
Man, I tell you, this league's tough. I mean, everyone's good. I mean, you've got Memphis. I mean, the entire league. I mean, there's no easy game. There's no game you walk in and say, oh, man, we're just going to whoop these guys. You know, I mean, every game's tough. You got to play your best every week. Any team in the league can beat you. It's a lot of parity, in my opinion.
What's the key to last year? You had a pass defense that led the nation in pass breakups. What's the key to that, Coach?
You know, we play a lot of tight coverage. You know, we got we just try to get our guys to be aggressive and eliminate easy access throws. That's kind of our philosophy. You know, we try to eliminate easy access throws, and you know, we just get our hand on the ball, and you know, it's part of our culture. Like you know, like you asked about culture over our scheme. That's just part of, you know, we preach that every day at practice, every day in the meeting room, getting our hands on balls, you know, not letting my guy catch the ball, you know, not being the breakdown, and that's just part of it.
Got to ask you, you know, Memphis has really, they lost two guys to the NFL, Tony Pollard and Daryl Henderson, but they replace them with a young man named Kenny Gainwell, who is just, I mean, one of the most dynamic talents in the nation, one of the best sort of receiving running backs in the nation as well. What do you think of sort of his talent and what he brings to the table?
Man, he's very. It's like watching the same guys from last year. I mean, it's really no drop off. I mean, the guy's strong. He's fast. He has great hands. I think he's their second leading receiver. He's obviously their leading rusher right now. I mean, he's doing it all. I mean, you look at the guy on film. I've never seen him in person, but his hamstrings are popping out of his pants, so you could tell he's a really strong guy. You know. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, he's physically muscular. You could just tell that he's not real tall. Doesn't look like. But I mean, he's gonna be tough. He's a tough guy to tackle. He breaks tackles. The first guy usually never gets him down. I mean, and then he runs away from guys. And like you said, he's got great hands out of the backfield. And they use him a lot, you know, in that aspect. So it's gonna be tough. You know, we've got our work cut out.
Man, you were on some loaded teams at Melrose back in those early 2000s. Is there how many other guys are in coaching? How many other guys from those Melrose squads are there? Are there any others that are in coaching? How many of them you still close with? Is it all of them? Man, remember, you were real tight with Hiff.
Yeah, exactly right. I still talk. He'll be at the game Saturday. He's a police officer in Memphis
Antonio
right now.
Hefner.
Antonio Hefner is, yeah. But I think I'm the only guy that's coaching off of our team. If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm the only guy actually coaching.
Was it Kenny Ingram? Coach,
yes, sir.
Head coach,
yep.
And he's
That's
still
right.
doing it, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, he is the defensive tackles coach at Arkansas.
Defensive tackles coach.
Who were y'all going to back in the day? Who were y'all going to war with, man? Like who was the Melrose rival back when Chris Hampton was lining up?
East was our rival. I would say East was. East High School was. They were pretty good, but I only lost them one time. But they were our rival.
How often do you say, I mean, you said 40, 50 family members in attendance on Saturday. How often do you get back? How often do you get back around Memphis and spend time here?
You know, I come back every summer. Usually on spring break I come to Memphis, and I get a little time to come back around Christmas. So I come about three times a year.
Dig that. Well, we look forward to having you, Coach. It'll be a great game this weekend, and I look forward to seeing you,
Coach,
man.
Coach, great catching up, man, and good luck this weekend, brother.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you.
He is Chris Hampton, DB's coach at Tulane. I love that. I love that story. You know, a Memphis kid who's now doing his thing at Tulane, you know?
Dude was awesome at Melrose, and you talked to Kenny Ingram, his coach back then, and he'd tell you this guy, you know, again, I guess a little bit undersized. That's one thing. I mean, Chris wasn't a 6'2 corner, you know what I mean? You know, 6 foot, 5'11", 5'10", something like that, but he was always there around the ball, again, because of his smarts.
Yeah.
And you knew, you figured, all right, maybe after a college career, guys smart as that,
no doubt,
that knew every position. You know, he was kind of like a quarterback back there in the defensive backfield. The guy that knew every position, probably be headed for a coaching job. And man, he has shined at every stop he's been at. And now he's got this this Tulane team. He's helping Willie Fritz. You realize they've won 10 out of 12,
yeah,
including that beat down in Memphis last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, when you think about the perception of the American Athletic Conference, I mean, a big part of that is the bottom, you know, getting better. You know, Tulane getting better.
No, at one point, Memphis is the bottom. You know, when Chris is, yeah. And it
comes, SMU, Tulane, you know, Temple. I mean, these are all schools that, you know, for, you know, given, you know, depending on the year, were, you know, near the bottom of the league. You know, now they're, you know, they're winning 4, 5, 6 games a year. Here we are. You know,
you're hoping that you know, you transfer to the other side, that Ron Hunter can do it with the basketball program in terms of strengthening.
I know you certainly hope Ron Hunter can do it. I mean, nobody loves Ron Hunter more than Jason Smith.
Dude, he's a fantastic coach.
I know, but I don't think the AD at Tulane loves Ron Hunter more than you.
Oh, no, sure he does.
You're charmed by him. I get it. I understand. He's a charming dude.
Not like about what he did at Georgia State?
Honestly, I just don't have any real opinion about him as a basketball coach. I certainly hope that.
Did you like him? You see Penny talking about national. Did you like Ron Hunter guaranteeing they won't finish last?
I did like that. I did enjoy that. He said he'd walk across some river down there.
Yeah, you know who didn't and who wasn't making guarantees like that?
Who's that?
Ed Conroy or Dunleavy.
Yeah, because you skipped a guy.
You got to bring some juice. Not done. I was going to the last two. You got to bring some real juice to that Tulane job. They weren't making guarantees like that.
No, that's true. I do like that. I'm just saying, like, I don't.
And nobody's talking about it. They got KJ Lawson.
Yes, they do have.
Did anybody go interview him at Media Day and ask him about, you know, what's going on at Memphis and Penny, who he played for, Penny Hardaway? Like, that's an easy.
I guess not, man.
Where's my KJ Lawson story? Oh, screw. Oh, he left Memphis. I don't care about him no more. Stop.
That's how people are.
What a story this is. Do you see it? He's a different dude now.
Yes, he is. He got married,
got
right?
Got married, different guy. Been to Kansas. Now he's at Tulane getting his graduate degree.
But people.
Like, what a story. Now he's going to be in the AAC playing against a Memphis program that's completely night and day changed from what it was when he was here.
It's one of the most fascinating things.
And he played for Penny.
The memory, the short-term memory of Memphians.
Oh, if you leave.
Like, I mean,
just to that point.
Nobody, I mean, it is University of Memphis or bust. You know what I mean? Like, you can be from Memphis, but if you didn't go to the University of Memphis.
Some get forgiven and some don't. Tar Black got forgiven, I think.
Well, I'm just saying,
he comes back to town, people give him his proper respect.
I'm just saying, even the guys who just don't go to Memphis, right? Even the guys who just are from Memphis but don't go to Memphis.
Oh, they don't pick, yeah.
You know, like, they.
But Memphis
was in
on. They
don't get love. Yeah, they don't get shown love. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Thaddeus gets love, but it's not to an extent.
That's what we've talked about. You know, like, Thaddeus is back in the community. Like, he's doing big time things.
It feels like he should be getting more.
Yeah, like, he doesn't. He's not showered the way that
there's something naturally that if you didn't play for the Tigers,
you know what I mean?
There's just not the same belovedness.
Yeah, like, that's a role player for Memphis, right? And you could run for mayor, bro.
Nathaniel Root, Trey Draper.
Yeah.
I mean, they're beloved, absolutely beloved.
You could be an all-star
Jake
from
McDowell.
Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about beloved. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Role player, and you're beloved, and you'll always, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
To your point, you pick the other school when Memphis wants you.
Now, I like.
If Memphis don't want you, you're still all good.
I like showing love to people who are just from Memphis, like David Johnson, Arizona Cardinals running back.
Who you keep saying?
He is from Memphis. See, and again, you're anti-Memphis bias. You're anti-University of Memphis. He didn't go to Memphis, so you don't want to talk about him. You know, this is what.
No, I was frustrated because we've said we're going to try to get him on the show and talk about his Memphisness no one has seen. That's only been written about like once.
He has an injury every week. You know, he's got a bad back. He's got a bad ankle. You know,
so he can't talk on the phone.
I mean, you know, I don't know what their availability.
I'm really excited to get David Johnson. You've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Do people not know this? That David Johnson.
Because it's only been written about like once.
Well, I mean, I will beat the drum that now he did move to Iowa when he was 9, but he still spent 9 years of his life. In Memphis, that makes you a Memphian, in my opinion.
Yeah,
right?
He is the Lou Williams of the NFL.
He is. He is. And more people need to know.
Memphis, yes.
More people need to know about David Johnson being from Memphis. Because, by the way, having a great year. The Cardinals stink, but he's having a fantastic year. One of the great receiving running backs in this year's NFL.
Well, so is Tulane, John, which will be at the Liberty Bowl. This Saturday at 6 o'clock against your Memphis Tigers. I know you'll be up for this one.
Yes. So lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Adam Fuller at 12:25. We'll talk to him about just how you lick your wounds, right? How you regroup after that devastating loss over the weekend. So all that and more
when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Jason and John, live and checking on Friday, November 22nd at the Bluff on Highland.
All right, Quaker Oatmeal looking, Bowl of Grits, Where's Waldo looking, Chernobyl survivor.
Where's Waldo?
Are you the best checker in Memphis? Sign up and tell us why at 92.9ESPN.com.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a printer.
It's where an associate explained the difference between an inkjet, a laserjet, and a super tank printer in a way I could understand. Where I found a huge selection of printers at great prices so I didn't have to run store to store. And it's where I can easily find the ink, toner, and paper I need priced low every day.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all your printing needs. And right now, save up to $200 on select printers. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. Ends 11/2/19 while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Spilled your juice? Quick, the Quicker Picker Upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the Quicker Picker Upper.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Sign up for a Fitzkey Rewards card and you can win up to $100,000 in cash. It's the new member $100,000 Lucky Clover kiosk game at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Germantown Hardware and Paint works on all things small engine. If it can be fixed, they will fix it. If not, they have a great inventory. Echo, Steel, and Honda. Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right. If you need it, they have it. Germantown Hardware and Paint, family owned and operated since 2001, with a staff that knows the store with unsurpassable knowledge and customer service. At the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, online at germantownhardware.com.
I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts. They'd use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get that old-fashioned barbershop treatment with today's perk deal. Half off a club cut and men's facial at Rooster's Men's Grooming Center. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Slow motion for me. I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me.
Memphis Grizzlies played last night. What'd you think?
Dylan Brooks.
3-seed West.
I'm not going that far. I like what I saw from Dylan Brooks, John Martin. I loved it. Also liked what I saw from Tyus Jones. I tweeted about it.
You did tweet about it.
It was a very popular tweet.
I suppose
no, you didn't
so.
Like that. No, you don't like when my Grizz tweets go viral.
I wouldn't say this was viral, but you definitely did get some likes. You got some likes.
Yeah.
You know, which is...
I'd like to see you try that.
Dylan was cooking. Tyus Jones, though, so efficient. 0 turnovers in 27 minutes.
Thanks for that Grizz growl, Brad.
Point guard situation, good and straight.
Somebody around here, somebody on this show's got to have some strong Grizz takes, John.
Well,
I don't think you get up for the preseason enough. You ain't getting up for much of anything at all these days.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Thursday Night Football tonight. I'm looking forward to that because you have a great team playing.
This is what you get up. You get up to take your dog to the daycare every day.
I definitely do get up for that. Well, I did it yesterday. I mean, shout out to Brown Dog Lodge, man. They greet me before I even walk into the door.
Hold on. I'm not even going to let you go any further.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
Was it last week or the week before when you tell me that you didn't get any sleep last night because you're sleeping with that damn thing between you and Sam? And then now you taking this dog to a daycare?
Dude, we take...
Like it's some kind of kid, John? I think something's really wrong with you.
We take...
I really do.
We take the dog to multiple daycares. We have two daycares that we go to.
Oh, my Lord.
We have Dogtopia.
Bro.
And we have Brown Dog Lodge. Dogtopia, closer to Sam's work. Brown Dog Lodge, close to where we live. Okay?
You have too much disposable income.
No.
Yes,
no.
You do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. It is time to have a child, a real child, a child, a real thing that you'd put in a daycare. Again, John, an animal that you're treating. And again, did your other dog get this kind of, did your other Titan get this other kind of, did it get this treatment? No.
Why is it
only,
it?
It was only when you came into new money.
No, because Titan can chill. Oh, the big dog needs to get energy out. Brad, you know this. You have a bigger dog. Sometimes
my dog doesn't need a daycare. It's got, it's
now, there's
fine.
A white person that doesn't send his dog to the daycare.
No.
Amazing.
Do you walk your dog?
Yes, okay. But I got a backyard.
He loves his dog, John.
I love my dog as much as you do. I got a backyard.
See, I don't know if you love your dog as much as I love my dog.
I'm not a wacko.
I feel like Brad's a real human being.
Mm-hmm. So you think I'm just the only person out here taking
the real life and real bills and real kids?
Why?
And a real,
I don't have that
saying?
Kind of money.
What kind of, exactly.
How much do you guys think it costs?
How much are you spending a day on that dog to put it in that Brown Dog Lodge?
Well, Brown Dog's 25.
Per day. Are you doing any amenities?
Are they all? It's all inclusive.
All right, so that dog
Man,
gets petted and
let me introduce
absolutely.
You
rubbed
to something
on?
Called Chain, bro.
25.
Okay, it's linked. It's called Chain.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna introduce you to it, and then I'm gonna introduce you to something they call Tree or Gate. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna chain that thing up like most people do.
That's awful.
And go off to work.
Chain it up?
Or in the house? Whatever you gotta do.
Chain it up, dude. What is this? I mean, did you work for Michael Vick back in the day? This is awful.
Oh, my God. I'm Michael Vick because I don't send a dog to the daycare.
No, because you want to chain him up.
This is ridiculous.
You want to chain him up. You want to just chain
John,
him up?
John, I think it's pretty obvious that you, and I'm pretty sure there are a lot of other animal out there, lovers out there like you that don't have, you know, they got new money and all this stuff, too, that do. But, John, you guys are the crazy people.
No, you understand what I'm saying? No, no, no.
You're looking at me like I'm an abuser of animals now because
wanna...
I say, leave that thing at home when you come to work.
No, you didn't
don't
say leave it at
home.
Daycare you
like
said chain him up. You said chain it up.
You treat this thing like it's your son.
You said put it around a tree, man. You said rope it around a tree. I mean, that's a little...
We see what you get up for.
That's a little extreme. Now, my dog is a big dog, and he needs energy to be, like, and he needs to expel energy. That's what he needs to do. And this is an easy way for when me and my wife are at work, we can't be there with the dog, and
I cannot walk him. I can't have this conversation with you.
And,
I can't.
And when you go to Dogtopia, you can see them
because
play on the
webcam. Because you're never going to understand.
You can see them play on the webcam.
Oh, Dogtopia?
Yes.
Is that the best place for a dog ever?
Well, it might be. I mean, again, we have two daycares that we go to, and they're both fantastic. They're both fantastic. So, and do you think we're the only people there that have dogs there? Do you think, I mean, they're...
I just said, I'm sure...
Why would the daycare exist if not for people taking their dogs there? You know, it's like boarding.
Well, while he's having his massage in the afternoon and then going to F45, this is probably the best he can do. I mean, it is $25 a day, 100 plus a week.
He doesn't. You know? He only goes once a week, maybe once or twice a week. He doesn't go five days a week.
That helps a little.
How often does he sleep in the bed with you?
We don't do that anymore. We tried that maybe a couple times, but, you know, he does have a kennel or a crate, as we call it.
Okay.
You know, and that's
a kennel.
Yeah.
A crate.
Yes.
That sounds Michael Vick-ish, John. My gosh.
What
are you doing to that dog over there, Mr. Overreaction?
You said that I should chain the dog up around a tree and go to work. That's awful.
Leave him in the house if you want to. If you want him to tear up your pillows and your shoes, then I don't care where you leave him. Just don't go put him in a daycare.
Right.
Like he's a child.
He needs energy.
You need to have some real kids so you can pour this passion and love into a real human being. Okay?
I don't think he'll love a kid as much as his dog.
I probably won't, man, because I don't, you know, I probably, a child is only going to disappoint me, let's be honest.
I agree with that at this point.
You know, a child is only going to, a dog can never, but I'm not crazy.
It is
crazy.
Strange that you have more of a soft spot in your heart for animals than you do for mankind.
I will say there are people.
Than actual humans.
There are people that are better with dogs than they would be as human parents.
Well,
I'm just being straight with you.
I don't know about this, might be as human parents,
well,
but
look,
in terms of being...
Here's the deal.
In terms of how you would take care of a kid, because I've
humans,
seen...
yes.
This dude body slammed Chris. I had to say, John, he's three. Like, you don't throw him around like you're the Rock, and he's his rival. You understand what I'm saying?
Stone cold,
whatever. John's literally, like, power slamming him into my couch.
Well, first time he met Jake at the bowling alley, this dude does
nuck-nucks
with him. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, it's immediate nuck-nucks.
He's too rough with the child.
Hey, look, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to be a good person. Yeah, but the problem with human beings, Jason, is that there are bad ones. There are really, really bad humans out there, right? They're bad human beings who make awful and poor decisions and who harm others.
I'm aware of that.
And so that, but and most dogs are not, you know, they're not brought into this world with evil intentions or an evil spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Most of them, you know, are good. They are vessels of good. And so yes,
like kids.
Well, kids, you know, look,
they're a product of their parents.
Kids eventually, though, turn into adults. You know, and here's the other thing. You can't really control what your – like, I'll be honest with you. If you want to have a heart-to-heart about children and having them
– Don't do this.
Don't go there, bro.
I am worried, from my perspective, I am worried that I bring a human being into this world who, you know, who does bad things or who develops addiction or, you know, these are things that keep me up. And also, you know, just the world we live in as well. But, yeah, like – You can do your best, right? You can do your best raising a child,
mm-hmm.
and it can still grow up and hurt other people. It could still grow up and make awful decisions,
mm-hmm.
and you can't control that, and you're going to lose years off of your life because of it.
Dogs are like that, though, too.
I've never lost a year of my life.
You can do your best to raise a dog, and it can still bite somebody. That's true.
My dog, Tony, will not bite anybody.
I didn't say yours. I just said that the same thing you said about people is true of dogs.
I hope Tony doesn't fall in with the wrong crowd at the daycare and develop
an
addiction.
You. Yeah.
I told him you got to steer clear of those Dobermans, you know. I mean, you don't want to start running with them.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Good story, John.
It's not a story.
I'm going to keep my eye on you.
It's not really a story. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the mm-hmm. that's life. I mean— You know, Sam would probably be very happy to explain to you as well why we do what we do, you know, as well as all of the other people, you know, very normal appearing people who take their canines to daycare at Dogtopia or Brown Dog Lodge.
I think you lose a little bit of normalcy with every story you tell about your life.
I'm not as crazy as you think, man.
Okay.
I'm not as crazy as you think. Anyway, Grizzlies played a game last night. There was a poll that Jeffrey Wright put up, Jason. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
He asked, how are you feeling about the Grizzlies season?
They're 3-1.
How are you feeling about the Grizzlies season so far?
Absolutely rolling.
Are you overwhelmingly excited?
Is this what the poll says? Because it looks like you're just making it up.
Are you
looking at me dead?
Mildly excited.
Yeah, he's not even having to read it.
Or not at all.
It's up there.
Yeah, I think people are lying.
I don't think so, John. I don't think so.
I think people are lying because the majority of this vote is very excited.
Is this a good tease?
49% of the vote is with incredibly excited. Mildly interested is 42%. Not is 9%. 500 votes.
Well,
you're saying they're lying about their excitement, John? Is that what you're accusing Memphis Grizzlies fans of? That's a dangerous proposition.
And now I think there's a difference between voting in a poll and going to a game.
I mean, it's very easy to click very excited on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And just not go to any games this year. Like, so it should be a sellout every game then, according to this poll.
Huh.
I mean, right? I mean, it should be 18,000 strong.
I think in Memphis it's different. I think people here gauge guys going to Memphis football games with enthusiasm for Memphis football. They're two different things.
Yeah. I think the Grizzlies are going to struggle with attendance this year. But that poll would not lead you to believe
that. I mean, if that's the point you're making, that's fine. If you're going to make that point, it's also easy to put that poll out after a win. Where you don't have John on the floor, you don't have Brandon Clark on the floor, people feeling a lot better than they would if they'd seen after the asked them after the Charlotte loss.
Yeah,
where you're losing to what we feel like is going to be one of the worst teams in the league.
No doubt.
So there's some of that too. But you
can be excited about aspects of the season.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, I'm excited. It's a different kind of excitement, right? And I think this is fair for the people that push that button that they're excited. You can be excited about certain players, right? You're probably not excited about the idea, right, that you're trying to have a playoff team here, because I think most fans in Memphis are smart fans, man. They live in reality, and they know this is not one of them. But I think you can fairly get excited about watching Dylan Brooks last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.